Yeah, I played well enough today because I didn't expect it at all because I played yesterday and I played poorly enough in the practice round and I didn't expect much, but it all went right for me today and I hold a load of putts, so yeah, I was happy.
So was it on the greens that things clicked for you?
Yeah, and I hold a load of putts and I would say I hit the ball well as well and I drove the ball well, but I hold a good few nice putts.
What was your impression of the Rosses Point course today?
It was playing easier than yesterday because the wind wasn't there for me anyway, but it's a really tough course, I think. It's long and it's very tight as well, so you have to be at your best, definitely.
And yeah. A fair old scramble to have to qualify, Mel, because 90 golfers teed off this morning for what looks like being 12 qualifying places for the West next Thursday. So did you know at the very start, I'm going to have to go low here to have a chance?
Well, I knew I had to shoot somewhere around 2 over, I think, to guarantee it. And I didn't really think about qualifying. I just thought about every shot I hit and just hit the best shot I could hit at each shot, basically.
Have you played in the West before?
No, this is my first time. First time playing the course yesterday in the practice round. So.
Okay, right. And so second day out, you've hit a 68 at the point. That's pretty good going.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you've got some indication of the history of the event, and it's getting harder and harder to qualify for it each year. The handicap cut 0.2, so the standards, it's going to be high next week.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I know a few people going up, and it will be very good players, so I'd say I'll have to be playing my best to make the cut.
Sure. And of course this is a big year for County Sligo Golf Club because it's also going to host the Irish Amateur Open. Is that an event you'd hope to have a shot at?
Well, I'd be thinking about it, but I think I'd have to get a lot lower. The handicap would have to get a lot lower for that.
Sure, yeah. And ranking points, does if you got a run going in the West, would that help you?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. To get in the world amateur ranking, I'd have to get maybe a top 10, I think. So, look, I'm just going to hit every shot as best I can next week, and I'm not going to think about the circumstances.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, Robbie was just telling us, just to finish, Mel, I think there's about 12 or 15 golfers left out on the course. It looks like you'll need to shoot 3 over or better to make one of the qualifying places. The other golfers, you're okay, obviously, but is that the way it looks there amongst the guys in the locker room?
Yeah, it looks like it. I think the 4 overs might be dodgy. They're gone, are they? Yeah, I think they're gone, and yeah, hopefully the 3 overs could hang on, but I think maybe 2 overs the number.
And are there any other Cork men in the field next Thursday that you know of?
Yeah, there's a few. I know Peter O'Keefe is bringing me up and I'm staying with him. So and there's Cathal Butler from Kinsale and Keith McClatrick as well from Kinsale. So they'd be the main Cork lads.
Okay, so there'll be a nice rebel feel to the field when it tees off on Thursday morning. Well,
yeah.
Congrats on a great round today. 68 is good going, whatever the wind conditions. And best of luck to you in your debut West of Ireland next Thursday.
Thank you.